Peter was born in 1927 in London, England, an only child to Lillian, Gates, Raven and John Giles Raven. His early age was spent in Somerset and his home in Wembley. He was predeceased by his mother, who was a casualty of World War II, his father and son Derek. In 1940, at the beginning of World War II, Peter was sent overseas to Canada as an evacuee to Prince Edward Island. He went from being 12 years old to 13 on the trip. While in Pei, he attended Prince of Wales Collegiate, where he graduated in 1944 at the age of 16. Peter then moved on to McGill University in Montreal, where he graduated with a BSc in 1946. His major subjects were chemistry and mathematics. After graduation, he went to Shawinigan Chemicals in Shawinigan Falls, Quebec. From 1948, he left to tour the USA and visit England. He returned in 1950 to work for Merck Chemicals in Valleyfield, Quebec. In 1952, he took training at Celanese in Kingsville, Texas, for a Canadian chemical startup in Edmonton, Alberta. While in Edmonton, Peter met the love of his life, Gladys Debusschere, who worked in the office for Canadian Chemicals. In 1955, they were married at Gladys' home in Dodsland, Saskatchewan. Soon after, Peter was transferred to the Montreal office of Canadian Chemical Company Limited. While in Quebec, their four lovely children Alan, Derek, Pamela and Jane were born. In 1958, Peter once more attended McGill University, where he graduated with a business administration degree. In 1968, Peter became research manager for Seaboard Shipping in Vancouver, BC. He traveled extensively on company business, Scandinavia, Hong Kong, Japan, Europe, Australia and the British Isles. The most fun was to the Greek islands with Gladys. Peter, Gladys and family spent many wonderful years on Savory Island. In 1984, Peter retired to this beautiful island where he built our lovely home. He relished his daily walks on the beach with our dog Sasha. Many hours were spent reading, sailing and spending great times with family and friends. He enjoyed his time helping out with the fire department and Aussie committee. His final move was to Powell River, where he took advantage of all the arts and culture. He continued daily walks with our adorable dog Chia. Peter will be so missed by his wife of nearly 68 years Gladys, children Alan, Barb, Raven, Jane, Darren, Adair and Pamela, Joe, Sterniolo, grandchildren Pete Raven, Chris, Sarah, Raven, Blaine Raven, great-grandchild Theo Raven, and also, by his cousin Topsy of London, England. Peter will also be missed by his many relatives and dear friends. The family wishes to thank Dr. Melissa Meyer, nurses, case manager Lee McWhirter, the amazing home care staff, and hospice volunteer Gori Nair, for their most kind, thoughtful and dedicated support while caring for Peter.